The new bill for the trash fee going out this month is for the year 2017. Loveday said the billing for the previous year came out late.
We had a bill that went out in December. That was actually for the 2016 cycle. Normally, it'll come out in July of each year, so you'll be seeing the 2017 bill by the end of the month.
Okay. So this pays for what, this $36?
This is our solid waste management for Summit County. Part of this is going to the landfill. We're doing a pretty major landfill expansion to meet current regulations and improve our environmental liability out there. Our waste collections costs are going up each year, and so we're trying to keep up with that. And then we're also setting money aside for closure of the facility once we get that landfill full.
You said there are legal and economic reasons for the fee.
We're in a situation where regulations have changed, and then the cost of living in general has just gone up. And so we have to be able to cover those costs to meet our obligations.
So is there maybe some sense that this is more fair, giving everybody the same fee as opposed to people paying more because they have more expensive homes?
There is a sense of fairness to it. And it's also, you know, this fee applies only to residential properties. These are our full-time residents. You know, you have a house here. And this money is being set aside to go toward residential collection. This has nothing to do with any commercial accounts.
As for the collection for the 2016 fee, he said there are still some 1,200 people who are delinquent.
You know, some of those are folks that just simply refuse to pay, period. They see it as another fee, and they're just not going to do it. Some of those are addresses that people have second homes here. They live out of state, so we have bad addresses now for contacting them out of state, so we're working through that process now.
The county's recourse could be to remove the garbage can of a non-paying resident, but he said that's not so simple.
We have it in the contract with our subcontractor who's handling all this to remove those cans, but that's problematic. When you go to a neighborhood and you have a line of 20 cans sitting on the street, one of those residents didn't pay, which can do I pick up? So what we're doing now, where we can identify the can, we're putting a sticker on there to remind people, hey, we have this fee. This is why we're collecting it. Would you please pay? How we address that moving forward is still under consideration, though removal of the cans sounds simple. Like I say, it's just a little more complicated than grabbing them and going.
He also had an update on the excavation of the new cell at Three Mile Canyon.
That thing will be going out to bid sometime in the next 30 days. We hope to actually have it under construction this fall. We are down to about 14 months of life left in our facility as it stands right now. So we need to get this new cell built and online by spring at the latest, or we're going to be out of space.
Wow. I was thinking we were years, but we're down to months?
We are down to months. We are now piggybacking onto the old cells. I'm filling up my last bench right now, which will take about 12 months of life right there. Then I can put one more layer on top, and I'm out. It's very critical that we get this new cell built. And with the new cell, we're getting a double liner. You know, right now that landfill doesn't have a liner under it, so leachate just goes to the ground and ultimately to groundwater. With the new system, we'll have a double composite liner in there. We'll have leachate collection. We'll have a lot better stormwater management. Be a much more environmentally friendly facility.
And Loveday said that recycling does help.
You know, one of the challenges we have is we're actually increasing our waste volume each year, so that keeps shortening the life. You know, this past year, Summit County managed almost 60,000 tons. That's up from 32,000 tons just, you know, a few years ago. So that shortens the life of the landfill. Recycling does work. The residents of Summit County are actually doing a very good job with their curbside recycle percentage. Even though we're only collecting every 2 weeks instead of every week, we're only running about 10 pounds a month under what the every week collection is producing down in the valley. So Summit County is doing a really good job there. We're diverting about 10% of our waste right now through recycling. We would like to pick that up.
Summit County Landfill Supervisor Tim Loveday, who said you can pay the fee online, by check, or by credit card. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.